Okay, good. I've got a lot of slides, but I'm going to move fairly quickly because I know we're supposed to only be like 10 minutes. Recognize my collaborators. I have no relationships to disclose. Clearly, this is the problem of HIV in Africa. These are fresh HIV graves in central KwaZulu-Natal. Central KwaZulu-Natal is a province in South Africa, which has HIV prevalences that run anywhere from 45% to 75%. When we look at children, we can see that HIV is now the leading cause of child death in South Africa, as well as the leading cause of maternal death in South Africa. So this is our problem. As we look at PMTCT, as we all know, it's been primarily been running, like a lot of HIV programs, as a vertical program. And we need to start to look at if we're really going to impact these populations and reduce deaths and increase quality, we need to look at integrating PMTCT throughout sexual reproductive health and maternal, newborn, and child health. So these are sort of some of the areas that you'd have to look at, in particular looking at labeling some of the South African programs, such as BANK is a basic antenatal care. We have a lot of really comprehensive, excellent policies and protocols in South Africa, and it's just but integration is a problem. When you look at something, some of you, if you've worked in PMTCT, will have heard of the PMTCT cascade, first introduced by Stringer, and that basically starting with just antenatal HCT or VCT, that the problem is that even if you achieve 80%, which is good in a public health world, to achieve 80% of what you're trying to do, if you achieve 80% of testing, but then you only achieve 80% of the tested get our CD4, and so on down what we call the cascade, by the time you get down to the bottom, you can often have less than 20% of kids getting actually what they need. And so that's the other piece, is that it needs to be integrated, because a lot of times these losses are due to information and lack of integration as a person moves through the various pieces of antenatal labor, immediate postnatal, and your postpartum maternal and child health clinic, because they're often not co-located, as well as linking to the other ARV services. So basically, what we had as a goal is to develop a handbook, a PMTCT sort of best practices or integration handbook, to strengthen the quality and coverage of PMTCT activities, to improve overall maternal and child health, and to help guide health workers in the delivery of these key services through quality universal access, and to support the implementation of the new guidelines. South Africa was, I think, probably the first, because within 12 hours of the new guidelines released a year ago on World AIDS Day by the WHO, our president had stood up and said that by April 1st, we will implement essentially all of these guidelines. And that was very exciting for us, considering our recent history. And we've actually done a really good job. But to do this rapid sort of escalation of services, there's a need for quite a bit of support for staff to sort of know what are these new guidelines, how do we fit them into what we need to do. So why a handbook? Provide guidance and reference, practical guidelines and tools, strategies for enhanced effective service care and delivery. Basically, the idea is that you'll see through using data, services could identify where are their bottlenecks. Some might be having a problem with HCT. Some might be having a problem with getting their CD4s done. Some might be having a problem with linking to pediatric ART. They could then use the handbook to look at where are our problems, and then what can we do to address what we have as a problem, because not everybody has the same problems. And to scale up, basically, all the services. And also just to be able to draw from the national protocol and to make something practical, because protocols, you know, at a national level aren't that helpful necessarily when you're trying to translate them into a local clinic. So it was really trying to take protocols, giving people examples. So it's based on national PMTCT guidelines, and basically what it's done is that the National Department of Health commissioned us to do what they called the best practices study. It was funded by UNICEF, which was basically to go throughout the country and look for best practices in projects that had been able to address key bottlenecks. Not assuming that everybody was doing everything well, but that recognizing that certain programs in small little places might have figured something out and how to get past that. And so that was a study that we did. And then basically after the study was released, the Department of Health asked us, okay, can you take what you learned and translate it into a handbook that we can then give out as we roll out the new national protocol? So what we did is we took the best practices study and started working with key role players in South Africa, who, especially ones who are some of the people working who had best practices, and creating a handbook. This is just some examples of the case studies, you know, how to integrate integration concepts and, you know, at various places in the cascade, and some of the examples of what people in some of the sites had been successfully been able to do, such as bundling CD4 cell counts and group antenatal bloods, you know, getting them all done in the same time as opposed to doing it one and then coming back and doing the second one. Those kinds of, you know, innovative ideas that we had collected from around the country. If you look at the cascade, there's sort of basically about 13 basic activities that have to be done, and you need to look at then integrating those and what are your outcomes. And then what we've expanded that into 17 PMTCT activities, in particular starting to look at expanding it beyond the antenatal, but also into sexual and reproductive health, such as family planning. What we do then is you can look at various care areas and look at an activity. And you know, the timing and where it happens, and, you know, tools and documents that can help. So these are sort of, as we started to map the best practices, these were the kinds of things we started to see, and the different activities that needed to be done, and then things that would help with that. So the package, the handbook, is divided into two main sections, posters, and then practical guidelines, which include algorithms, use of data, and basically showcasing some of these examples. And what's really great is that all of these best practice examples, they're all willing to be contacted and to share around the country. So that it also includes contact information. You know, if you're in KwaZulu-Natal and someone in Western Cape or Gauteng had done this, that, you know, email, telephone, contact people could be listed, and that, you know, a clinic manager could call another clinic manager. Those kinds of things, really exciting. This is what the posters look like. They're basically flow charts talking about those key activities and what has to happen to basically have a particular key activity. So here is, you know, one of the activities is to screen all women of childbearing age. And so what do you need to do to have that happen? What's the flow chart? And it includes prompts for documentation and various things, and then refers to relevant registers and other tools that can be used. So that it includes sources for more detailed information in the handbook. So it says if, you know, you're looking at this particular piece, you know, there's a whole section in the handbook on that. Go to that. So it's a quick reference guide for the nurses and clinic managers, sort of a posters that could be up as well as sort of to start each section in the handbook. The second section is really the more the meat of it, and provides basic information on clinical services. Updated include the new treatment policy guidelines, tips and strategies, tools and registers, and further detail included in annexes. So that in each annex, you'd have basically almost the full stuff things. And that was also nice, is that pretty much all the programs that we found, they're willing to share their registers, they're willing to share their protocols, they're willing to share it. So it all got put in to the best practices report, and then we're translating that into the manual for the Department of Health. These are just sort of what do those three sections look like. So this is the practical, you know, sort of guidelines. So here's the CD4 count and staging. You know, you can talk about how identifying high-risk women, looking at various checklists, documents and tools, registers that you need to do. The other part of Section 2 is using your data to guide for performance. Are we providing a CD4 cell count, and when is it supposed to do, and what's the numerator, what's the denominator, what's the national target? Because as part of the strategic national plan, there is targets for everything, and are you meeting that target? And so we're basically pulling together from various places to sort of to provide a reference. So tools incorporates data to drive improvement, and then once again it showcases a best practice in that area. So cotrimoxazole, follow-up care for HIV exposed babies, and then you'll see down there possible solutions and, you know, accelerate, you know, and where then people can reference and sort of contact somebody. We also, as the last part, have a monitoring and evaluation guide to assess key activities to be integrated with the care. And this includes development of data capturing tools and monitoring implementation of key activities and highlight gaps. So example is the CD4 counts taken and received. It uses the PDSA cycle to close the gaps, but that you're talking about quality, so that you know, and that's where our current team that's going out and sort of piloting and testing and refining this handbook, you know, and that's work that we had done and some of the other partners had done of using the quality assurance type cycle to help local clinics figure out what are their bottlenecks, where do they need to address it, and then the handbook they can use to do that. I'm fine, I'm really close. So it's basically then they can refer to best practices showcased, they can look for points and contact other people. This is just an example of a checklist that if you're having your postnatal and child health, that you could look, these are all the pieces, and do we have all these pieces in place? And how much of this do we have or not have to help to identify gaps? You know, so that it's got logistics, is this where it's not where you're having problems? Is it drugs and supplies? Is this, I don't have this, this is not, and so that it's trying to be practical and helping people. So in summary, the aim is to provide guidance on a package of PMTCT care that can be integrated into MNCH and sexual and reproductive health, so that at every piece step of the cascade, it's about integration. It's about getting it done. What do you need to get it done? How do you monitor it? And how do you integrate it in the overall at various places, depending on the activity that needs to be done? And basically to strengthen the PMTC services across the spectrum of reproductive health and maternal and newborn child health services. Basically, what we hope is that we'll have an impact. And so that what you see here, this is from a national study that we did for the Department of Health a few years ago, which was evaluated the first implementation of PMTCT in South Africa. And you can see what we saw here. This was before pediatric ART was available, basically, in the country. This is when our previous health minister was still not so enamored with drugs. She preferred beetroot. And so basically, but what you can see there is the two top lines are the top sort of brown line is kids who are HIV unexposed. The kids who are the red line are the HIV exposed kids who are still negative at 3 weeks. So they were not perinatal transmission. And that what you see is this other line, the blue line that drops quite precipitously, is that those are the kids who are HIV positive, perinatal transmission at 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks, and who didn't get pediatric ART, and that by 9 months, 75%, I'll say that again, 75% were dead. So that you have to, and so that's why the WHO new guidelines and why integration at this point is so critical. We have got to get early infant diagnosis. We have got to get kids into care. That means integrating with child health, ART services, getting moms into care, getting moms tested so that you're not having missed opportunities. So that's what this is all about, is basically trying to get rid of that blue line. So I'd like to thank our funders and all the health staff and organizations and contributors to the Best Practices Project. Thanks.